There was a saying within the New York Photo League: a photographer should be changed as much through taking a photo as a viewer should be by looking at it.
Nice to meet you. A little stiff.
Oh, no.
I'm old.
Sonia Handelman-Meyer is 93. She lives in a retirement home in South Charlotte. In her 20s, she was a member of the New York Photo League. Back then, she'd roam the city, often taking photos of things that bothered her. Photos of children in the city's slums.
The way it's put nowadays, this 1%, 99% is wrong. That's basically the whole thing. That people shouldn't have to live in poverty while other people have more than anybody needs.
But that mentality became too much for the U.S. government of the time. In 1947, the Attorney General blacklisted the group, calling it a subversive organization or a front for the Communist Party. By the early 1950s, the group had completely dissolved. Meyer moved on. She got married and replaced street photography with family portraits. Sonia rarely talked about her time with the League. Its end had been so painful. She stuffed all her Photo League negatives into boxes in her closet. Then, 60 years later, stuffed them in a car and moved to Charlotte to be close to her family. And that could have been it, if it weren't for a trip to a stationery store in 2007 with her son, Joe.
What happened was we were in Paper Skyscraper over on East Boulevard, and she was looking through thumbing through the postcards.
His mom walks up to him, grinning, holding a postcard. It was a photo of Pete Seeger's old band, the Weavers. She'd taken the photo as a favor for one of the band members years ago.
I instantly recognized it as one of hers, and of course it said, you know, photographer unknown on the back.
Sonia still had the photo negative. Joe went home and called up a friend that owns a gallery in town.
You know, I said, my mom was a photographer, and, you know, maybe you could look at this stuff, and we could, you know, tell me what you think. And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever, Joe. So I take these, now, you know, they're some of these pieces that are in museums, and I just like ran them through the fax machine or something, and she called me immediately and said, get your mother in here, we want to talk to her, this is great stuff.
It was from there, at 86, that Sonia's photography career really began. Last year, the Metropolitan Museum of Art bought one of her photos for $5,000, and this exhibit at the Mint is her first major exhibition.
It's the fact that I kept them in boxes all those years. I never tried to do anything with them. And even in the days when I was shooting them, I had an entry to Life magazine. I knew somebody who knew somebody at Life, and I took my pictures up there. And she liked them very much. And she said, come back in a year with more work. I never went back.
Why not?
Shy. Didn't have much confidence. And in a year, things had changed in my life, too.
So, 70 years delayed, Sonia finally gets to feel the pride that comes with showing her art.
All the publicity, it still seems very strange to me, and I really don't care about it. But I love the feeling that people are looking at these photographs and enjoying them and understanding them, believing in them. That's what this whole thing means to me.
For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.